are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I never thought I'd say this, but it looks like I may be more like Michelle Obama than I thought. You all have heard that Congressman, Wisconsin Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner had to apologize to Michelle Obama, and he should have, because he said she had a big butt. All right, now I don't think her butt's big. My butt's big. My butt's big, all right? And I really don't want to be sitting here talking about people's butts, but apparently he was at a some sort of an event, and he was talking about her obesity drive, her anti-obesity drive, and her efforts to combat childhood obesity, et cetera, and he said, and look at her big butt. Now, you know, I disagree with a lot of the Obama administration's policies, but I do have a problem with anybody ripping on a woman's butt, okay? I mean, you would think a man, and you look at him, you know, a congressman, I mean, you know, he looks older, so you'd think he'd learn, right, what not to say about women, but he messed up, and so I'm glad he apologizes, and I think he should actually give all of us that have some big tushies a huge apology, all right, because, you know, our big butts, you know, we don't choose to have big butts, we don't. I mean, listen, okay, a lot of people ask me, why is my butt bigger? I mean, not me, nobody asks me about my butt, but, you know, they'll say, quote, unquote, why is my butt bigger than my friends? Why am I distributing weight in my hips? Well, there's a variety of different body shapes that women get. And I'm sure you all have noticed, you know, some are more kind of, sometimes they call it the banana shape. I don't know if I like banana, but it's kind of like where, you know, not really curvy. Then you have ones that are kind of boxy. They call it the apple shape, where they're big on top and small on the bottom, kind of butchy looking. Then you have the pear, where you're kind of small on top, but you're bigger on the bottom. And then you have the hourglass, where you're big on top, big on the bottom. Now, I was an hourglass, unfortunately, by the age of 10. You know, so yes, I got asked out a lot. It was nice. But it really involves your sex hormones. You know, people are always like, okay, well, how do you make the boobs? How do you make the butt? Really not a recipe. You know, I didn't really do anything different with olive oil or anything like that. No, I had extra fat. Okay, the women in my family, very voluptuous. So it's also genetic. You know, if you come from a small boob family, you're going to have small boobs. If you come from a big boob family, you're going to have big boobs. If you come from a family like us, where we're like weebles, you know, we really are. And I don't want to insult any of the women in my family. I love the women in my family. We're strong women, right? We rock on. But, you know, face it, ladies, we got big tushies, okay? You know, we really do. I mean, my mom's lost weight. Her tushy's probably the smallest. I used to have the smallest tushy in the family. I did. Then I had a couple kids, right? Then I got this really comfortable chair in my radio studio here, and now the butt just flattened, right? You know how they used to call it secretary butt, right? In the 70s, they used to call it secretary butt. Yeah, a lot of us get secretary butt. I know you can't see it on Facebook. I'm not going to put that on Facebook, right? But it really is how it's genetics and how you distribute your weight, but a lot of it is also your hormones. Now, we've talked about these anorexic teens. Now, it's interesting how, and it's really unfortunate because these anorexic teens are very small busted later. Because what happens is, while they're going through puberty, their body fat is so low that they aren't making the androgens and the estrogens needed to start making the curves. So without that body fat, you don't make the hormones that you need. And it's interesting because sometimes girls will start gaining weight as they're going through puberty. And I tell mom, you know, even though everybody needs to watch what they eat, the vegetables, you know, cut back on the crap or whatever, you don't have to start doing bariatric surgery on these girls because they're going to need that fat to help make hormones. You know, like one of my sons, he was very, very skinny. Then he started to pudge out, but he's going into puberty. And he's really sprinting. I know he's going to get mad that I'm talking about that. Well, he doesn't know. They don't know which son I'm talking about, so he doesn't know which son I'm talking about. I can be talking about the little one who's not going through puberty. He doesn't know. But anyway, that's what starts getting everything rocking and rolling. So, you know, if it's funny because I could tell if a woman was anorexic in high school because her breasts don't match what the body type is. And, you know, I'll say, and you know, they could be dressed and you could tell. And I'm like, you know, did you ever have any eating disorders? And 99% of the time, I'm like, yeah, how'd you know? And, you know, I'm like, sometimes I could tell by your body habitus and the fat distribution. I'm not going to tell them I think they have small boobies. You know, you get in trouble saying that. But it's true. And that's how some of us doctors identify people that had eating disorders, because you could tell by the way their body looks. Now, I know some of you are like, well, Dolly, if you got a big butt, maybe you have an eating disorder. No, I don't have an eating disorder. It's my genetics. Yeah. Now, you know what? You know what? My butt could be bigger. It's not as bad as it could be. It's just I've never had a flat butt. I always kind of had a butt that just was more balloony, I guess. And it's funny because I know there's genetics because of my sons. One of my sons is, you know, kind of has a bubble butt like me, and then the other one, flat tushy. And it's unfortunate because the one with the flat tushy is the one that really needed spankings. I mean, this kid, but you couldn't spank him because if you did, you'd practically break your hand on bone. There's no tushy on this kid. Yet the other kid, the good kid, he's got plenty of tushy. I mean, he's got so much tushy he could feed, you know, a family of bears for a week on that tushy. I mean, it's meaty. But the other one, small tushy, can't, you know, so that's why we don't spank in the house, because there's no tushy. So, yeah, it's genetic. Look, guys, come on. I don't know. Why were we talking about butts? Oh, that's because of Michelle Obama. Yeah, so I agree. An apology is in order. And while he's at it, you need to apologize to all of us women with big tushies. Okay, a lot to talk about today on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll talk about this California nurse strike and what I think about it, of course. And, you know, because I'm a huge fan of nurses, but I'm not a huge fan of strikes. We're also going to talk about how men may need to get their flu shot in the morning. You know how they said kids have to get their flu shots in the afternoon because their immune system will boost better? They're saying men in the morning. Well, men do a lot of things better in the morning, right? Yeah, there's a lot of more juices flowing and stuff. They're saying now maybe give them their flu shot in the morning. So we'll see. We're also going to be talking about how noisy toys could cause your kids to go deaf. Right? What about the parents? All right, and we got to talk about how looks like there was a baby formula that killed a kid. And we're going to talk about that. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star Juice Extractors and Energy Star Hydraulic Juice Presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com, your choice for finer health products since 1996.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. you can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Dr. Dahlia Show. I am actually tweeting as we go. I usually don't like to do that because I like to have both hands free for the microphone. Yeah, I hold the microphone like I'm singing on American Idol. Yeah, see, I hold the microphone. But no, I got to tweet this. Looks like there was a 5.9 magnitude earthquake that hit Christchurch. Remember, they were hit last year near New Zealand, or in New Zealand, New Zealand City, obviously. 5.9 magnitude just struck. No immediate reports of damage or casualties, so I have to put that. Earthquakes, they always bother me. They always scare me, especially when they come in groups. You know, we were talking about earthquakes a lot and how they happen and why they happen during the whole Fukushima disaster. And remember, Chile got one, then New Zealand got one, then Japan got one. Well, where's the fourth corner? Well, the fourth corner is Pacific Northwest, so that's where they're watching, right? And we have nuclear reactors all up down California and, you know, that whole western U.S. So, it's a concern. It's a concern. So far, thank God, no casualties, no damage yet. 5.9 earthquake in Christchurch. Okay. So, what do I want to talk about? There's a lot of good stuff. You know what? I didn't get time to get to a story last night that I wanted to regarding the resting heart rate. Remember we talked about how if your heart rate is high, you have more of a chance of death? I know you guys hate those stories, but this is kind of important. This is something I do want to just quickly touch upon because many of you are walking around with faster heart rates. Now, the normal heart rate should be about 70, between 70 to 80. And the study found that people who were in the 70s and then over a 10-year period went up to 85 and stayed there had a 90%
increased chance. This I can't believe this number that they're throwing around. 90% greater chance of death from ischemic heart disease compared to those whose resting heart rate stayed below 70 throughout the whole study period. Really, just from going 70 to 85. And I know a lot of you are walking around in the 90s to 100s. Today, I had three patients in the 100s. I'm like, why is your heart rate so high? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I'm nervous. Want to come to the doctor? I'd like to go to the doctor. Okay, people, come on. All right, stop the caffeine, stop the smoke, stop the alcohol. You'll maybe do meditation, acupuncture, I don't care. But high heart rates could lead to cardiac death. I mean, I've talked to patients about this where, you know, I'll tell them, look, your heart rate is high, and they go, yeah, but my heart rate was always high. So if my heart rate was always high, I'm good. And true, this one study that came out, you know, does accent the fact of okay, you were normal heart rate, and then you went up in 10 years. All right, so I get that, you know. I mean, whenever there's a change, that's concerning. But here's my problem. If your heart rate has always been in the hundreds, that means your heart is beating 20 to 30 beats more a minute, right? Per 20, you know, per hour, per 24 hours, per day, per week, per year. Don't you think your heart is working harder than the average heart? Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, it's always like that. I don't want to spend money. Leave me alone, Obamacare. No. Okay, that's not the point. Your heart rate's kind of high. Your heart's working a little harder. It's logic. You know, ask a kindergartner that, right? If your heart has to beat an extra 20, 30 beats a minute than somebody else, what would happen? Well, it would get tired. Yeah, it can. Your heart could get tired. So my recommendation is if your resting heart rate is high, then just have your doctor take a look, see if there's something you're doing that could be an issue. Now, we talked about this on yesterday's show in one of the other hours on how one of the most favorite medication of the cardiologist, medications of a cardiologist is the beta blocker. Right, atenolol, toprol, labetalol, propranolol, bistolic. The reason why, well, there's also alpha blockers also, but the beta blocker is crucial. If you ever have a heart attack, we throw you on a beta blocker. While you're having a heart attack, we throw you on a beta blocker. We want to slow down the heart. If you slow down the heart, it puts less stress on the heart. Now, we don't want to slow down your heart too slow because we want your heart to beat. You know, I mean, some of you have bradycardia or sick sinus where the heart is really slow. Ba-boom. Boom. I hate that because I'm trying to listen to the heart. You know, I'm busy, right? You know, I want to listen to at least a good 30 beats. And here you are, you're coming in, ba-boom. Ba-boom. I mean, that's slow. That's about a 40 beat a minute. Whereas some of you are going, ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. Oh, I hate that. I hate that. I'm like, oh my gosh, right? It's going to go on union break. Right? Or it's going to go on strike and you're going to drop. No. So, again, things that raise the heart rate, caffeine, coffee, stress, the Dr. Dahlia Show, alcohol. But keep in mind that if your heart doctor wants you on a beta blocker and you're like, I don't have high blood pressure, they do that because it does prevent sudden death in many heart vulnerable patients. And we don't want your heart rate too high. Now, can you check your own resting heart rate? Yeah, absolutely. We've reviewed how to find your pulse. We've talked about finding your pulse many times on the show, right? Everybody take your hand. Well, okay, if you're driving, hands on the wheel, but you can touch your wrist. It's the most, it's right under the thumb, the base of the thumb, metacarpal, go down, and then kind of the soft indentation in your wrist, go to the medial part of the, which is kind of the side, right? You see some veins there? Yeah, no, don't inject anything in there. Just go, put a couple fingers, you can feel your radial pulse, that's your radial. If you can't feel your radial pulse, very easy, you can feel your carotid pulse. It's in your neck, very easy to feel. You know where y'all got hickeys? Go a little forward from that. It would be kind of midpoint, but equidistant between your chin and your clavicle, right? In that soft nape of the neck, put a couple fingers there. I don't even care if you put your whole hand, you'll feel your pulse. And if you're like, all right, well, you know, what if I don't have a stopwatch? What if I? Very easy to check your pulse, okay? All you have to do is check your pulse for 6 seconds. Check your pulse for 6 seconds. Let's say your heart beats 7 times in that 6 seconds. Multiply it by 10, right? Because 6 seconds times 10 is 60 seconds in a minute. That's how a lot of the nurses do it. You know, people are like, oh, my gosh, Dr. Dahlia, your nurse. I'm like, why? What would the nurse do? Well, she took my pulse, and she only held my hand for a few seconds. Well, yeah, that's what you do. You know, you hold it for a few, then you extrapolate. Me, I'll listen longer. Right. But a lot of times that's how they do it. They check your pulse. They watch for about 6 seconds and then multiply it by 10. So that's easy. If not, yeah, count for a whole minute. You know, I know, you know, most of us in society now are ADD. We can't sit through a whole minute of counting, you know, our beats, but it's something to do. And again, your heart should be between 70 and 80, ideally. 70, 80 is beautiful. If you're in the 60s, that's okay. Again, check with your doctor. If you are an athlete, you will probably tend to have lower heartbeats. All right, but I'm not saying just because your heart rate is high, you're going to have a heart attack. I mean, I don't want to say that, but this was a pretty significant study reinforcing the fact that we cannot ignore heart rate. We're always looking at blood pressure. We're always looking at clogged arteries. We're looking at all these other things. You have to look at the pulse. The pulse is extremely, extremely important. So everybody check your pulse. If you don't know how to do it, call in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or email me and I will give you a little diagram on where to check your pulse. No, we're not looking for femoral pulses. Keep it clean, people. No, you do not need to check your femoral pulse. Just check your carotid. It's easier. But yes, femoral pulse is important. By the way, whenever you're dealing with a patient in a CPR setting, you know, a lot of people make the mistake of trying to feel for a pulse in the arm. Check in the neck. Check for the pulse in the neck. All right? Right? Like, you know, Jack Bauer did it a lot on 24, where everybody checking for the pulse, right? CSI, check for the pulse. Easy to do, but do it in the neck. Okay? Yes, you can get a pedal pulse by the foot, but remember, if somebody is in shock, if somebody's going through some sort of cardiac arrest, they're on the ground, the pulse in the arm and the feet is going to probably be extremely subdued because all the blood is shunting to the center part of the body. Remember, your body wants to feed the brain and the heart. So that's where you're going to probably feel most of the circulatory system. Same thing with whenever we talk about people freezing and getting frostbite and going into hypothermia. You're going to have a heck of a time trying to find the pulse on the wrist. You're going to have to, you know, feel around their neck. Okay, great, great. Oh, I'm glad we talked about that. Okay, excellent topic. All right, so let's talk about this real quickly here. Noisy toys might harm kids' hearing. Now, they found that the noise levels of 24 popular toys, right, were almost louder than what is the minimum, or I should say the maximum level of what we want kids to be listening at. For example, all right, unprotected exposure to sounds above 85 decibels can lead to hearing damage. Yet some of these toys, like Road Ripper lightning rods, Tonka Mighty motorized fire engine, over 100 decibels. So kids can be getting hearing damage from playing their toys. Sesame Street's Let's Rock Elmo, 95 decibels. 95, that's at the speaker. 12 inches from the speaker, 74. Whack-a-mole game, 95 at the speaker, 69, 12 inches from the speaker. Green Lantern, Colossal Canyon, 92 decibels. That's too high. That's too high. And remember, children are very, very sensitive. Why do you think we're all deaf? You know, I mean, I was listening to Def Leppard and, you know, White Snake, and I know why, you know, I'm kind of hard of hearing, but remember our toys when I was growing up was that stupid telephone thing with the eyes going back and forth, right, going into a seizure. And what else? We had a light bright. I had a big wheel, but they were noisy toys. Now, you know, these kids are hooking themselves up to Call of Duty, right, or Battlefield 3. They're going deaf. What's this, VTech Magical Learning Wand? All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter for up-to-date medical news at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. And, of course, on Facebook, my Facebook page, if you don't like Twitter. And, again, if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show in your city, please contact your radio station. Tell them to bring Dr. Dahlia. Just give them a call or email them, and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. We got Donovan working the dials tonight. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, so I guess in New York there's going to be a strike with one of the groups of nurses starting, I guess, January 3rd. Nurses in New York City are going to walk out of St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital Center, all right, because they're bracing for reduced federal and state funding and added mandates under the U.S. healthcare law. And there was a, from what I understand today, there was a walkout of nurses, I believe, with Long Beach Memorial Medical Center. Was it that, or was it, there's a couple hospitals, I think, they said in Berkeley, Alta Bates Summit Medical Center. All right, now, okay, so what's the gripe? Well, they're concerned. They're concerned about their health benefits. They say that the bosses want to eliminate sick leave. If that happens, nurses are going to come in and work ill. They say they aren't hiring enough. They have limited staff, limited time off, so there's overworked nurses, and they can make potentially deadly medical mistakes. That's true. That's true. All right, so the nurses walked out. I understand that. Okay, they're mad, right? You know, they want to get more workers. That's understandable. But then it says here, that the average nurse makes $136,000 salary and a pension plan worth $84,000. I guess Sutter Group is the group that runs that particular group of hospitals up there. Bill Gleason, spokesman for the group, he said, really, an average of $136,000 salary. Now, I'm assuming RNs, they must be talking about the RNs. But from what I understand, the average pay scale for an RN, which I still think is underpaid, okay? I mean, you know, God bless the nurses. They're the backbone of our healthcare system. But the average nursing salary is for an RN is $40,000 to $80,000 a year. All right? It's not that uncommon for an RN to make about $80,000. But here, they're saying the nurses that are striking are already at $136,000 plus $84,000 in pension plan. So they said what's happening is not only is this what they're paying their staff, but at the same time, they're going to be getting reimbursement cuts from taxpayer-supported health plans, the costly new mandates of the U.S. healthcare law, obviously that, you know, Obamacare. About $400 million is going into the hospital to extend their electronics record program. Remember I told you about electronic records? It's not cheap. I don't understand why it's not cheap. If my little baby office is at least $100,000, and that's for a bare minimum plan, a hospital, $400 million, I'm not surprised. I think it's stupid. Why are we spending $400 million on the electronic medical system? Really? Really for that one hospital? Are you kidding me? Then they said they also have to bring their buildings into line with California's earthquake safety standards. Probably a couple hospitals are talking about. But again, they're citing that the Obamacare bill is going to bring a lot of cuts to the hospital industry. And they said the hospital industry agreed to this. But they said they agreed to it because they were told 32 million potential patients are going to now get health care, so that'll throw more money into the healthcare system. Okay, really? If those 32 million get healthcare, right, is it going to throw money into the system? Okay, remember the whole cash for clunkers debacle? Remember that? Right? And you had people who were running, I'm trying to think of the proper word for it. Like, I don't want to give the brands, like, you know, the car companies, basically the car sales companies. They would do the clash for clunker sale, but wait months upon months to get paid back from the government if they got paid at all. They said auditors would come in, kick out the sales staff and management staff, go through. I mean, it was almost like being a doctor. You do your services, you use the supplies, and then you hope and pray you get paid. All right, now, you know, yeah, the hospital agreed to some cuts, thinking all these people that are going to get health care are going to hopefully flood the system with health care dollars. But they forgot. These people that are supposed to get health care are supposed to get it from their employer. And what did Obamacare do with the employers? They said, we're going to fine you per employee if you don't pay for health insurance. So employers are like, well, fine per employee, then why don't we have less employees? If I have less employees, less of a fine or less health care dollars. All right. So now the hospital's probably, they're probably looking at their nursing staff at $136,000 average a pop. Yeah, they probably want to understaff. Now, I mean, I'd like to know if this is true, because honestly, if there's nurses out there making possibly $56,000 more a year than the top paid RN, right, what are they griping about? But if those numbers are wrong and they're worried they're going to lose their health benefits, et cetera, yeah, that's an issue. But they're making more than most doctors I know right now. 136 grand plus a pension plan? That's a lot. Now, again, I don't think you could pay a nurse enough. I mean, these guys are, I mean, what they do is amazing, and God bless any of you in the nursing field. But, I mean, aren't we in a crisis right now? All right, we are all taking cuts. And to walk out on a hospital, patients die. Somebody died last year during one of the last strikes. Right? Patients die when you walk out. I don't know. But all I know is if you, really these nurses are making that much money, all right, I would say thank you and go back to work. You know how many of us would love a $136,000 job? Wow. Wow. Okay. All right, what do I want to talk about next? All right. acid reflux on the rise. Well, no wonder. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Of course, acid reflux is on the rise. Heartburn, symptoms of acid reflux, they say gas is exploding. They say more and more of us have gas. Of course we do. We eat like crap. We eat on the run. But acid reflux, a study followed more than 30,000 people in Norway for 11 years. That wasn't real. Come on. I hold it till break. The study followed more than 30,000 people in Norway for 11 years. When the study started, 11.6 of the people reported acid reflux. Then it went to 17.1%. That's a 47% increase. Yes, that is a lot. Is that nice? A lot of us have acid reflux, and we know why. All right. You know, we eat too much. We eat big meals, fattening foods, spicy foods, alcohol, caffeine. A lot of you coffee drinkers, you're getting reflux. All right. You know, one of the tricks of the trade for those of us in radio is you're supposed to avoid caffeine because caffeine will cause reflux and reflux burns your throat. That's why I need to keep my voice so lovely when I sing. Me, me, me. See? See how nice my voice is? That's because I don't drink caffeine. I know. You know what? I used to have a good voice. I used to really, I could sing. I could sing on Etta James. Still no news on her. I know. I hope Etta James, she's been dealing with terminal leukemia. Okay. So what they're also finding with reflux is more women are having reflux. All right. Now, but also keep in mind, okay, in the olden days, if a woman burped or farted, she wouldn't say. You know, women, I mean, me, I have no problem admitting that. You know, I'll tell a doctor, oh, my gosh, I am but, you know, only lately in the last 10 to 20 years, women feel more comfortable talking about their gas. Okay, before, no. You know, women would pretend that just doesn't happen to them. It's not in the X chromosomes. But so I think maybe reflux has been kind of the same all these years because we've been eating like crap for years, right? Spaghetti sauce hasn't really changed. Ragu's still there, right? But more people are now being open about it and they're going to the doctor. All right. They say women younger than 40 were least likely to report acid reflux. Of course, they're too cool. Older men and women were equally likely to report new cases of acid reflux, and about 1 in 5 patients had their symptoms resolve on their own, independent of medication. Yeah, you know what happens with these medications. When you guys are popping in acids, you kind of can't stop, right? You get that reflux burn. You almost become addicted, right, to the Prevacid. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end-time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Right before the break, we were talking about reflux, where it's on the rise. Let me please stress, get yourselves checked and have an endoscopy. Extremely important, because remember, your body wasn't designed for all the acid. Your body was designed back in caveman days to eat, I guess, zebra, bison, octopus, you know, things running around the field. Yeah, and then you would hunt and gather. I'm sure an octopus ran around. Right? Remember last week, there was a discovery by scientists that they believed those of us that were able to walk evolved from fish that could, while underwater, push themselves up, lungfish, to breathe. So they think fish use their fins as limbs, and then we later learn to walk. Yes, I've, you know, how do we know an octopus was running around the place? But we were hunters and gatherers, right? We weren't eating refined carbohydrates. We weren't, you know, doing vodka shots and drinking caffeinated drinks. So, of course, what we're doing to our body is kind of foreign to it. So you end up getting extra acid. Your body doesn't know what to do with the extra food. It's trying to burn it up. Then you get your lower esophageal sphincter. No, I don't have a sound for that. It's a sphincter from the esophagus down to the stomach that opens up. Acid comes up. It could damage the esophageal lining to the point that you could actually get cancer. So we always recommend endoscopy. We've talked about endoscopy. It's really easy. Piece of cake to do. Don't be a wussy. Get it done. Now, just some quick history. We were talking about the history of Christmas trees yesterday. I'm going to just quickly talk about the history of the endoscopy. Now, apparently in Greece, right, back in Grecian times, about 400 BC, was the first rectal speculum. They actually have some descriptions of the first, a reference to the first rectal speculum described by Hippocrates in Greece, right? I don't know what they use it for, but they use it, okay? They also said at the same time, they made the first vaginal speculum as well. Now, we don't have any collections from that time, but what we do have from 70 AD is a three-bladed vaginal speculum found in Pompeii's ruins. 70 AD, three-bladed, right? Sure, the women love that one, right? And I don't know if it caused Pompeii to ruin, but they found that in Pompeii's ruins, 70 AD, all right? Then a lot of people don't realize this. Thomas Edison didn't invent the light bulb. I think it was invented by Maximilian Nitze, right? And he created the first electrical light bulb, but Thomas Edison is the one that actually made it, you know, work more for the masses. Because from what I understand, again, correct me if I'm wrong, Maximilian Nitze made this for urological procedures. So what they did is they had a little incandescent bulb that they used in a cystoscope to go up and look through the urethra into the bladder. All right. Yes, Thomas Edison made the actual light bulb that we know light bulb. So that's pretty cool. Now, John Fisher, back in the early 1800s, described an endoscope to inspect the vagina. Apparently, he needed to inspect it. He might have been CSI. And he modified it to examine the bladder and urethra, too. Oh, that's fun. Oh, my gosh. I wonder if that's why it was three-bladed in Pompeii, right? Three blades for three orifices. You'd think gynecology, they'd only deal with one orifice, but women have three orifices. You know that down there, right? Urethra, right? Vaginal, rectum, three, right? Thank God this is radio and not television. All right. You know what? Enough about the history. Those are the scopes. I'm getting cramps just listening to this, but that's kind of cool stuff. Otto Goetze developed an automatic pneumoperitoneum needle. Okay, let's move on. Please, let's move on. Oh, Lord have mercy. Gosh. Yeah, you know, really, they didn't have any hobbies back then? Didn't they, like, listen to classical music or something? Did they really have to? All right, well, speaking of now needles, let's go to this morning flu jabs for men. Men are supposed to get the flu shot in the morning. Women get it in the afternoon. Maybe they're just trying to, you know what I think this is? I think the scientist really didn't want to deal with his wife, right? And he goes, no, we're not getting flu shots together. You need to get in the afternoon. I have to go because I'm a man in the morning because men do better in the morning. So just go with your mother, right? You ladies leave me alone. I'm getting my flu shot. All right. All right, so what happens? Here we go. University of Birmingham team found that synchronizing the jab with the body's natural daily cyclical rhythm makes it more likely to offer good immunity. They say the immune system gets sluggish as we age. We know that. All right. But they think the men's cycle is different than females. Really? Really? Men have a different cycle than females. Really? How much are you getting paid for that one? All right. So what they did is they took 300 men. Right? Oh, they're going to test it. Ah, what? We're talking about this. They didn't even do it. They said 300 of them will be given morning or afternoon vaccination appointments. All right. Then, oh, wait a second. No, you know what? That was a typo. They did do this. And they found that men had much stronger antibody response when they had the flu shot in the morning, meaning they would be better protected against the flu. And they think maybe it's because of the hormones and the sex hormones, the way they fluctuate. Yet women would do better during the afternoon. They also say kids do better in the afternoon with their shots. Honestly, this is how I look at it, okay? Whenever you could get that patient to come into the office and get the shot, right? Just do it. Whether it's morning, whether it's night. Think about it, right? Right? When it's morning in America, right? It's night in Asia. So, you know, I think they'll be fine. I think it'll be fine. I mean, how many of you have gotten the flu shot and then still contracted the flu? Now, I'm not talking about those of you that get sick the few days after the shot. I'm talking about you get the flu shot in October. December, January comes around and you get the honest to God flu. How many does that happen? If that does happen, okay, then I'd say you want the best ideal way of getting your antibodies all grouped up and ready to fight, and then fine, then do it in the morning. Personally, I think you should get any injection. If you're going to get any vaccine, it should be at your strongest. I'm not strong in the afternoon. I'm weak. I'm tired. I'm craving carbs. The fiber's kicking in. I'm not a very happy, healthy person in the afternoon. I'm very good in the morning and I'm very good at night. So for me, I would want the shot in the morning. You know, a lot of you try to get the flu shot, you know, when you're sick. Oh my God, I got the flu, Dahlia. Give me the flu shot. No. The whole purpose of the shot and the vaccine is to build up your immune response. Your immune response has to fight the cold. All right, they're not going to come up with a good immune response while you're sick. So ideally, yes, you want to get the shot at your most ideal time. So that does make sense. It just, if they're saying women are later in the day than men, is it just because the couples, you know, husbands want to get rid of their wives? All right, really quickly, looks like Walmart and many other stores are pulling a formula off the shelves after a baby dies in Missouri. Apparently, there was a batch of powdered infant formula, Enfamil newborn, right, that possibly could have been affected with a bacteria. Now, they aren't telling us what kind of bacteria. They aren't telling us if it's a serious salmonella, E. coli. They say the bacteria in question could occur naturally in the environment and in plants or wheat and rice. But to be in dried milk or powdered formula, which is routinely tested, is kind of freaking them out. So there's not a recall yet, but what they did is they notified the stores, and the stores are taking them off the market. So we're talking about the Enfamil newborn formula, 12.5-ounce cans, lot number ZP1K7G. You got all that? All right. Another infant fell ill consuming the same powdered baby formula last month, but this child recovered. Now, I mean, remember, these formulas is not sterile. You're not eating sterilized food, right? But just absolutely crazy to think that something could get into your baby's, you know, baby's milk. And you know, keep in mind, remember, when kids breastfeed, they already have antibodies to protect them because the woman's breast isn't sterile. You know, when a baby has to breastfeed, you know, I mean, the mom's been wearing a bra all day. She probably worked out at the gym. You know, many of these women, they don't shower. You know, baby's hungry. They're in the middle of Walmart. They go ahead, strap the baby on, and they're fine. So babies are used to non-sterile environments. But for a bacteria to have gotten into the powder, grown, contaminated it, yes, that could be serious, could kill a baby. All right, guys. Oh, no, this is the end. Oh, there's so much more I want to talk about. Well, look, if this is your stop, you have a great rest of the way home. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You can call, even if I'm off air, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. Leave your phone message, question. We'll play it the next day. I'm not taking too many days off this holiday season because I'm a workaholic. And you all be safe. God bless you. Merry Christmas. And if you could stay on board for another hour, do it. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.